Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Well, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas joins us. ABC News and Amy Robach respond to Project Veritas bombshell. There it is, a conscientious individual recording that within the system when she thinks she's not recording and putting that out. Amazing, and I'm told more is coming. James, thanks for joining us.
Alex, great to be on with you.
Well, lay it out for us. And some people are saying, oh, it isn't real. Others are saying it's not that big a deal. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a really big deal. I mean, it's an insider within ABC News has not gone to the New York Times or the Washington Post. Once again, has come to Project Veritas. I mean, this is a big deal, Alex. She talks about how she thinks Jeffrey Epstein was killed, that higher-ups in the network, these network executives telling her, Alex, to squash the story, to spike the story. And now, Alex, the lawyers for ABC News have apparently worded this very corporate statement trying to cover it up. I'm a little frustrated that Amy didn't double down. Amy's kind of backtracking a little bit in that statement. She's put out an official statement. But we have the insider, Alex, still on the inside of ABC News, getting recordings of what everyone is doing. The president of ABC News spoke to me and Project Veritas, and someone came to our headquarters and gave us this statement. So we've really shaken the tree, Alex, and the Associated Press is commenting. This is all blowing up, and it's just part one of this Jeffrey Epstein cover-up story inside ABC News.
Well, that was my next question. You say more is coming. Following those breadcrumbs, please give the audience a little bit of a view on what we can expect and when we can expect it.
Well, we typically do these stories piecemeal. We release one at a time because the media is complicit. I mean, let's just be honest about this. Everyone's sort of saying, oh, I wish it wasn't James O'Keefe that broke this story. Project Veritas shouldn't be breaking a story. Well, it's self-evident in the tape with Amy Robach. People don't trust the media, and this is why they don't trust the media, because they sit on news, they have the news, they don't break the news. ABC still has. There still is tape of this interview with the accusers they have not aired. So what we tend to do, and you know this about us by now, we break part one, we watch the reaction. The reaction becomes part of the story, and then we break part two. And I'm not going to give any more secrets away. I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you that we have the conversation with the president of ABC News that we're about to break, and we'll just see how people react to this. But it appears, Alex, this is the biggest story in our organization's history, and the tape speaks for itself. Amy Robach speaks for herself.
By the way, I totally agree with you. This story is even bigger than the last. That was bigger than the last. It just is building exponential. As the dam breaks and more whistleblowers come out because they can't stand the evil anymore, they can't stand the manipulation, they can't sleep at night over what's happening, and that statement about we had Clinton, we had it all, we know he was organizing this, we know the Clintons were involved, this is really scaring the deep state and has sent a tremor through the force.
And not just on the right, Alex. I mean, Alexandria Cortez tweeted the story, the Daily Beast. Everyone is outraged by this. Everyone is indignant. And the insider told me that he was so angry that the he or she, because it, you know, very well could be a she, was so angry about what they saw in that Good Morning America set. That's what compelled them to reach out. And I've already had a few insiders come to us in the last few hours from within other networks. So it's all happening. It's all happening. These are the brave new people. And if you're watching this program, because there's a lot of people watching this, and you're on the inside, projectveritas.com/brave, send us an encrypted note. That's what this is all about. There's a movement of heroes who are angry at the system and want to blow the whistle with videotapes. I will have their backs, and you're going to see this unfold over the next few days.
James, there's only one story bigger than this, and that's that the whistleblowers are exponential. It's getting bigger. It's getting more powerful. That's really the story, is that mainstream media is finally finding its soul, and this is an existential crisis I believe will bring down this whole web of deep state that's using sex crimes as the poisonous glue, the satanic glue that holds their empire of blackmail together.
Well, I mean, it's Amy Robach's own words. She says that this guy specialized in blackmail. She says there's a lot. Listen to the
folks. This is history happening. We've got Robert Barnes here. We're going to reveal the first juror chosen by the judge, not by the defense or the prosecution, when we come back. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth, 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut, that's 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. All this is free shipping, double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much, that's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I want to slow down here because we released so much bombshell information. It is a continual spray, a shower, a fountain, that I really want to slow down and just note historically the point we're at and try to quantify it, to recognize it, and how we've gotten here, and how we have a good outcome for humanity and our children and our families. Constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, good friend of mine, really smart guy, popular guest. He's right up there with Watson. We're the most popular guys on the show. Alex Jones, Robert Barnes, and Paul Watson. I'm not bragging. Wow, I'm popular on my own show. Thanks for putting up with me, folks. But seriously, I wanted to get you here to town to talk about the Start of Stones trial. And boy, it's been fireworks like we thought. Jury selection started yesterday. You're an expert on that. We'll lay it all out in a moment, who this judge is, what's really happening. But I wanted to talk about the process we're in first. And I wanted to talk about this keyhole view into another world of what's happening to Stone and what I would characterize as a complete destruction of the rule of law in this country, similar to what we see with Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee and what it's doing in Congress, the usurpation of the Judiciary Committee, the secret trials, the edited transcripts, the fake transcripts, the lying about what's in the transcripts. I mean, it's a open exercise of how you would textbook destroy the rule of law and go beyond a banana republic. So that's my view. We'll get your view on it in a moment, and then we'll get into the big story and who this first selected prospective juror is, the first to be looked at, being a high-level Obama department head, her husband working on Russiagate as a lawyer directly at the Justice Department, unprecedented conflict of interest. And even Reuters admits this. I'm going to show it to you. And the judge says, no, she can stay, but then strikes anyone who's a Republican. She says, party doesn't matter, but then strikes Republicans, as it does if you're that. You say, well, that's oxymoronic. It's an exercise of flaunting. And it hit me this morning, reading her documents, being sued by the very same groups, that they deplatformed Alex Jones. First, they demonized me, deplatformed me, so that people wouldn't support us. And then once people didn't support InfoWars, it set the precedent for everybody else, now including Republican Congress members, the NRA. Everybody's being deplatformed. Gorka says, I support censorship. He gets deplatformed. So it's a collapse, an avalanche. It's the same thing with these judges. Overturning everything Trump does, then the Supreme Court shoots it down. But every other court in unison against Trump, thank God the Supreme Court. So they're trying to set up a judicial tyranny. And just like they're trying to overturn the First Amendment and getting everybody to accept it with Alex Jones, then it's for everybody else. It's the same thing with this judge. Why would she flaunt it? Why would they do it so openly? Why would they say that the president has no power over the borders when it's right in the Constitution, explicit powers, the most important he has, the most clear cut? And Where are they going with this revolution against our most cherished values and what we know has made us one of the freest and greatest nations in world history? So how do you quantify the Epstein coming out, it being the top story, the huge awakenings everywhere, all these whistleblowers cascading, building towards a crescendo that the system can't survive, its attempt to go from being cloaked to out in the open, trying to teach all its minions, hey, we win by lying and being criminal. Even the New York Times has articles, hey, let's lie to defeat Trump. What do you call this conflagration, and am I right in that there's a system of open corruption happening because the internal corruption failed from exposure, so now they think let's be even worse, and that will just normalize it when that's not going to work?
Well, it's very much sort of the difference between the rule of law and the rule of power, and what they're doing, it's the exercise of raw power, and it's the corruption of the rule of law, the corruption of constitutional principles. I mean, for example, today, media organizations were pushing back, saying that the identity of the jurors could not be disclosed, that somehow it would be a criminal act or a bad act if that took place. That's nonsense.
Used to be the media demanding everything be public. Now they're the executioners. They're the attack dogs of Tyrannus.
Well, if it was one of theirs on trial, they would be demanding disclosure and they would be talking about bias. Imagine if you were in the 1960s and the media came out and said, you can't talk about the Klan connection of a juror in an African-American defendant case. That's precisely what took place here. In fact, what happened in the U.S. Supreme Court ruled back in 1984 that there is a constitutional First Amendment right to access information in the courtroom, and that included the right to know the identities, even the addresses of jurors. That's a constitutionally protected right since 1984. And it was the press originally that helped establish that. And now you see the establishment press wanting to be the exclusive gatekeeper.
And again, for those who just joined us, and we've got huge breaking news bringing into place right now on drudgereport.com. Absolutely massive. Don Jr. has outed the whistleblower at Rand Paul's encouragement. Nowhere in the Constitution do people get to stay secret. Again, you get to face your accusers. They're attacking all the fundamental rule of law, as you said, with an open power grab.
Exactly. Just raw power. It's leveraging and weaponizing every form of power that exists within the entire governmental system, whether it's regulatory, administrative, the judicial branch, the executive branch. You're seeing things get criminalized. I was contacted this week by people who were being subject to various kinds of elections investigation when they had nothing to do with the election campaigns that were being investigated, just because they want to weaponize the FEC, because the head of the FEC is an anti-Trump supporter, anti-Trump hater. Here you have, for example, today. The judge said yesterday that, hey, someone's opinion about Trump doesn't matter. They all work for Trump. Everybody in the deep state works for Trump, but they don't actually work for Trump. That's the problem. She says, so their opinions about Trump don't really matter. And then what happens today? The U.S. attorney gets up and does in his opening statement. What does he do? He attacks Trump. How is someone's opinion about Trump not relevant to their ability to be a fair juror?
When they're making it all about that.
Absolutely.
Let's stop there. It's big news that Don Jr. has outed the whistleblower. When we knew who it was, we'll tell you about that. There's been a bunch of whistleblowers. They're all former employees of Hillary, Brennan, Obama, who they've told to be the whistleblower. It's the higher-ups that, made up this whole story. That's been proven. We said that months ago. It's been proven right. But we are going to out the first prospective juror that Media Matters and George Soros says is criminal if we do, when it's not. And we're not doing it to intimidate a jury. We're doing it so the world knows they are filling that jury as we speak with literal Trump and Stone haters. It'd be like having Hillary Clinton on the damn jury. Judge greenlights anti-Trump feds as jurors for Roger Stone trial. So when we come back, we're going to get into Junior outing the whistleblower, one of the whistleblowers, the one that wanted to stay secret, and we're going to get in to the first person out of 80 they bring forward. The judge tells them, you're not allowed to get rid of anybody political. And then they bring her up and say, she can stay, when she, again, ran an operation for Obama. Her husband is in the deep state prosecution of the fake Russiagate. This is incredible.
I mean, this is a pure example of what a railroaded trial looks like. Roger Stone has been unconstitutionally gagged from talking about his own case and defending himself in the court of public opinion by the same court. The same court is the disallowed strikes for cause and allowed a jury that hates Stone to be seated. And the only Republicans that were in the jury pool, the public reports out today, are that there are no Republicans left in the actual jury of Roger Stone's case. So what you have is just people who hate Roger Stone, hate Donald Trump, and they're the ones who are going to independently and impartially judge him? I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. I mean, it's similar to what the government tried to do in the Wesley Snipes case, and we prevented them from doing it, but only by going to extraordinary lengths. This makes a mockery of the judicial process. And the number one reason why the U.S. Supreme Court said, and other courts throughout the country have said, it is critically important to allow juror information to be identified for the public to discuss and debate them. Aside from that, always being the historical precedent going back to the 1400s in our Anglo-Saxon legal tradition that is borrowed from our common and constitutional law principles, is because of potential jury bias might get exposed. Because often jury bias was only exposed when the identity of the individual was named. They're like, hey, I have this information. I have that information. Hey, they misled on this. What protects a fair trial in this country is open, free press.
That's right. We're going to bring that power back by sheer force of will. We're going to expose this prospective juror, the first one brought up by the judge that works for Obama, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whose husband is deep inside the operation with the fake Russiagate hoax on the other side.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here. Next segment, we are going to expose the deep state arrogantly trying to seat a juror who worked directly for Obama in the White House, heading up a whole department, and whose husband is working currently in the Justice Department on the entire situation with the fake Russiagate. Can you guys do a document cam shot for me since that computer's not working in there? This is the supposed whistleblower. You just type in his name, click images, and it comes right up.
Look at him. He looks like a kid. I mean, he looks like a hipster kid. This is the reason why they won't let. This is the reason why Schiff doesn't want a public hearing with the guy. He was glad to have public hearings with Mueller and everyone else. But he puts this kid up there, and they're going to be like, "What? He's a 30 by published reports, a 30-year-old Yaley." Basically, graduates from Yale, he defended some controversial professors when he was at Yale. He was there many years after I was there. And then he, but I knew people who knew him. And then he got a quick job with the Obama administration. It's like, how does somebody like that, how does a kid out of Yale, this is, goes back to the 1940s, 50s, 60s, when our country went off the rails and our CIA and deep state sort of operations where we're doing coups all over the world, destabilizing democracies all over the world, helped unleash debacles. That are continuing to be a debacle in parts of the world, Central America and Africa included, Middle East included. These were all these kid Yaleys who got jobs in the OSS and then got jobs in the young CIA. The old joke used to be that you knew a CIA meeting if they were singing Whippin' Poof songs around the table, which reflects a old tradition at Maury's, a dining club at Yale.
And it gets worse because it turns out, as Donald Trump Jr. and Breitbart document, it turns out that he worked closely with anti-Trump dossier hoaxer. And again, this was all the anti-Trumpers were running this out of Ukraine. He was a mole brought in by Fiona Hill, brought in by McMaster, that Roger Stone exposed 2+ years ago here specifically, and then later got fired. One reason they want to throw his ass in prison is he dare advise the president, and so did we, about who was doing it. So it's a never-Trumper, a hoaxer involved with the dossier, who's already testified. And I remember saying months ago and then weeks ago and last week, this guy is one of the, quote, whistleblowers, but they don't want to say they first initially talked and then told lies. It's illegal. So they'll claim they're just reporting and confirming what the whistleblower said. So he's already testified, and that's why Schiff kept saying we can never release the name, because it's just staffers of the Clintons and the Obamas and Brennan who work for him. That's it. That's all it is. And we were 100% right, dead on, next month's news today. But again, they follow the same sociopathic criminology, so they just do the same crap. The whistleblowers don't exist. It's Brennan, it's Clapper, it's Hillary, it's Obama, and they order their underlings that created the fake dossier to activate their underlings to say they heard this.
Yeah, it's weaponizing whistleblower laws to misapply and misuse them for people who are not whistleblowers. As William Binney said, who's a real whistleblower, this is not a whistleblower claim. This is not a whistleblower complaint. This is a Obama. This guy was deeply tied to Obama, tied to Brennan, tied to Democrats across the board. He gets a job right out of Yale, gets promoted in the Obama administration, sort of has this West Wing TV version of politics, sort of personality and profile and resume.
And by the way, let's put that photo of him next to Ivanka Trump I mean, think about how sick all of this is. They have to be around these snakes that are double dealing. And again, it's all because Trump trusted McMaster. And who brought in McMaster? Steve Bannon, who now is going to testify against Roger Stone. And it's now coming out reportedly planted fake evidence against Kushner and against Trump's daughter, and has been working for the deep state, double dealing to cover his ass day one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the Bannon component. What I do know about the this component in terms of Eric's, whether it's CIA or Mella, I mean, it's fascinating the guy has CIA in his name, but is the reason why they're not putting him up there is he wouldn't hold up well. One, he looks, he's like, well, what is this young kid doing? I mean, the image they wanted to draw was of this longtime career servant caring about the country, protecting the country, seeing Trump do something bad and feeling obligated to report it, not some Obama kid out of a West Wing cast crew that was who was promoted by Brennan, who had been leaking information illicitly, who was just trying to protect his old connected political patron, Joe Biden.
And again, what they do is they go, oh, a whistleblower heard this. Transcript, witnesses say it didn't happen. And then they just keep saying, oh, a new whistleblower heard it and can confirm it. And it's always third hand. None of it's true. But they just keep re-upping it and recycling it. That's why they didn't want the original whistleblower to ever be known, because that's just some poor person they ordered to say, you heard this, who now is scared to testify and won't even give written questions to the Republicans. And they're saying, oh, we can't have due process. It's too intimidating.
Well, there's no doubt he just can't hold up under cross-examination. And that's what they're afraid of. And he would look bad publicly, given his resume or lack thereof, given his profile, given the imagery, given the visuals of the equation. But the other aspect is he wouldn't hold up under cross-examination of whether he was leaking when he was connected to the National Security Council, whether he was having illicit communications with Brennan and other people when he went to the CIA after he was removed from the NSC because of the issues related to allegations of leaking, whether or not it was politically motivated, how much it was coordinated, how much it was part of a broader pattern, his long, deep political ties. He may be tied, according to some stories and some reports, to Biden's Ukrainian corruption, and maybe that's what he's trying to curtail and prevent, the investigation of that corruption of the Biden family and their political ties to what happened in Ukraine. So he just can't hold up under cross-examination.
Oh, absolutely. We know the whole thing is about obstruction of justice. Now, we know this is just some low-level minion that they said, hey, kid, you're going to be the one that says you heard this. Third hand. But again, who told them secondhand? That's why they don't want the original person saying it ever to be questioned, because they told them to say it. Mike Adams called it 2 months ago. I called it. Just absolutely, because it's the same thing, just like the Russia hoax.
Yeah.
It's just this, there's no root to it, because they don't want you to ever find the root, so you can't ever disprove it. It's just totally made up.
Well, it's what corrupt law enforcement does, portrayed in TV shows like The Wire, part of a special that we did, I think, a week ago here or 2 weeks ago here, about the way all of these cases are interconnected, is it's the illicit laundering of information and intelligence in order to hide and disguise the source, because if you saw the source, it would be immediately discredited in terms of the information they're given. So they got to mask it, they got to hide it, they got to disguise it, they got to have it, you know, 2, 3, 4 degrees removed from who heard what, when.
So let me ask you this. What should the aftermath of this be? Because everybody's missing the point. He's one of the witnesses. We predicted a bunch of these so-called witnesses are really whistleblowers, the original people to say they heard this. But again, they're lying, so they just want to say they heard it from somebody who heard it because they want to escape justice. And again, so this guy's already testified. He's already been in there in secret. And the fact that they tried to trot him in, you know he's met with Schiff in secret. You know it. I mean, it's just incredible. This is a fiasco, but they got away with the last criminal fake investigation, Russiagate, so now they've just launched a whole new one.
Yeah, they just doubled down. And I think the effect of it is there's a reason why we have all these constitutional protections. And those constitutional protections exist in terms of right of confrontation of witnesses, right of public transparency of court proceedings, right of independent, impartial decision makers. All of those rights are being violated in the impeachment process because the truth would expose this as a fraud and a hoax, not as a real, independently justified impeachment inquiry.
That's right. Eric Sirmala, CIA Ramala, Sirmala, I can't pronounce it. The point is that this snot-nosed individual, that's what it all hangs on. What a bunch of wimps.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping, and InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. Your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The establishment, the multinational corporations that love communist China, that believe America is theirs for the looting and pillaging, and put too much confidence in big tech censorship and mainstream media ability to suppress information. when you suppress information, it's like a beach ball you put under the pool 6-7 feet. It explodes up and goes 10 feet in the air. When you try to bury the truth, it just comes up with even more force later, explosively, like a volcano. So you've got Jeffrey Epstein being murdered coming out, and the coroners, everybody's saying it. Clearly it happened, and the witnesses saying he begged for his life, and you've got the child kidnapping rings and the Clintons' involvement and the blackmail and ABC News covering it up, and Brian Stelter's out defending it saying, you know, ABC did a good job covering it up. Because these people are slaves of the establishment. And it's their job to get out there and defend it. But there's no putting this Humpty Dumpty back together again. And now Don Jr. has come out and tweeted the Breitbart article outing the whistleblower. And it's somebody that's already secretly testified. 30-year-old Yaley, who said he heard about it from third parties. It's all a big third party circle jerk. So that's come out. And now we're going to release, because it's the First Amendment, it's the Supreme Court rulings, it's common sense. If you couldn't know who jurors were, they could easily pack them. They could set up special jurisdictions and special courts and take people to faraway jurisdictions, like is in our Declaration of Independence. One of the big reasons we broke away from the crown and King George III was because he set up kangaroo courts and took people far away to other jurisdictions to try them and packed juries. Read the Declaration of Independence. I'll get to it in a moment. We have constitutional and criminal lawyer here. I talked to him last night. He said, well, I remember a Supreme Court ruling in the 80s, but let me check it. I'm flying in the morning. This morning we had a lengthy meeting. We pulled up the Supreme Court rulings. He said, absolutely. It's not just your right, Alex. It's your duty to release the name of the woman who's been picked as the first prospective juror. They tried to strike her, and the judge said no. Wait till Robert Barnes, esteemed lawyer, lays this out for you, because this is way bigger than Roger Stone, who we all feel for. We have empathy because we know we're next. Myself, literally, when something happens to Roger, it's like it's happening to me. That's what empathy is. It's actually selfishness, good-tuned selfishness. When you see somebody else getting screwed over, get personal. It's going to be you next, your children. See, we've been taught not to take other people getting screwed over personal. Oh, I don't care about the stock market. Well, the whole economy will collapse if it collapses. The way people are trained, though, to be one-dimensional. I don't care if they have a kangaroo court with Obama's hanging judge that throws everybody in prison and gags them and won't let them have their witnesses and just railroads them. Well, I'm not Roger Stone. I'm not in D.C. He didn't live in D.C. either. They hauled him there. And now on the second day, I talked to our reporters and Stone's people, and they're so scared they won't even talk. Now, they said, the judge is going crazy. This is about an hour ago. In fact, just about an hour ago. Talked during a break. The judge is going crazy, threatening everybody. We can't talk about anything. Well, you know it's about this. That we had Mr. Ingles on, reporter from Florida who was there. And what he said was true. It was in Reuters. It was in AP. I'm going to show you what he said. But Media Matters, run by George Soros, says I should be arrested for this jury tampering. That I want you to know that the woman ran a Clinton department PR, then she moved in with Obama. She comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, works there now, and her husband works in the Mueller probe. That should recuse you instantly, even the appearance of impropriety and conflict. This is unbelievable. We'll have a top lawyer explain it to you here in a moment. But everybody knows this, so why would they do it? So we're going to expose the identity because it's the right thing to do. Just like Rand Paul said, I'm getting ready to expose the identity. It's in the Constitution of the fake whistleblower. We have a right to face accusers. And now Don Jr.'s done it. Now the left's saying arrest him because they want to lie about you in the dark. Remember Kavanaugh saying he raped women? Turned out it was all fake. The very same media putting out fake stuff was covering up for Epstein knowingly. Articles on InfoWars.com. Judge greenlights anti-Trump feds as jurors for Roger Stone trial. Stone in danger of facing deep state jury. Oh, he's not in danger. It's happening. But the media is so scared that no one dare tell you who she is, even though it's the law that we do it. Here's the article. Alex Jones is trying to out the identity of a potential Roger Stone trial juror, the first one they called up, with the help of Stone's assistant. Oh, how dare us talk. That's George Soros' mouth. Reuters, Longtime Trump advisor Stone takes ill. By the way, I talked to him. He was already sick the night before during jury selection for trial. And look at this right here. At the onset of Tuesday's proceedings, this is yesterday, Jackson said she would not agree to strike prospective jurors just because they work for the federal government or because they have opinions about Trump. Then they called it the first magic person. That warning did not stop Stone. Oh, see, he's bad. Lawyers from trying to strike the very first one, a woman who once served as communications director for the White House Office of Management and Budget. That's the most important office, folks. That's the money. Under Democratic President Barack Obama, and whose husband is a Justice Department National Security Attorney. We looked him up. We're going to expose him as well right now. Next segment, but Barnes is going to start first. Here's all the other articles about it, and then we're going to expose this. This is unbelievable. Barnes, lay it out.
So the misleading media stories that are out there today were saying, oh, you should never identify a juror for various reasons. There's nobody out there who wants to in any way intimidate the juror or affect the juror at all or any prospective juror at all. The point is to know the identities of the jury so that people can independently make their own inquiries and judgment about whether the process is being done fairly.
You wouldn't want John Gotti's son as a juror at his trial.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to know his name for the purposes of calling him. You wouldn't know his name for the purposes of writing him. None of those things. That's a ludicrous interpretation that Media Matters was trying to impose. Instead, what you want to know their names for, the reason why the courts have always protected the public right to know, is you want to know, are there sources of bias? For example, because the public knew the name of jurors, they're able to identify jurors who had failed to disclose certain biases to the court. Because the public knew about it, members of the public knew about it, but that the lawyers involved in the system did not know about it. They were able to expose racial bias, able to expose political bias, able to expose a range of biases. We do not have star chamber trials in this country, even if Adam Schiff wants to pretend we do. And it should not be happening in a federal court, in a federal criminal trial, when more than 30 years of U.S. Supreme Court law makes clear that the public is entitled to know the names, identities, and addresses of jurors. Only in select cases where the courts seal those records for extraordinary reasons, none of which are present here, and none of which has happened here, can that information be withheld.
So it's part of a system-wide, the Democrats are weaponizing the judiciary, and they're trying to protect all of their little operatives and not letting us face accusers and then not letting us know. Because if we know the identity and we know that she worked directly for Obama at the highest levels and her husband is in the Mueller investigation after Trump, that's outrageous.
Exactly. I mean, I'll read from one of the leading legal scholastic publications out there, which talked about this whole issue in detail. It said, quote, there is a firmly established tradition of providing public access to juror identities, and access to that information enhances the functioning of our judicial system because it is a, quote, right of access guaranteed by the First Amendment. And the reason why it's guaranteed by the First Amendment is so people can have confidence that someone like Roger Stone is not being railroaded by a partial prejudiced jury selection system. We don't have any problem with the juror here. We have a problem with the court allowing.
Sure, that's them
like
changing the subject. How dare the judge not let them strike this individual? How dare the first person that pops up, you know they're going to make her the foreman. And now there's a bunch of other bad deep staters we're learning they're picking right now. They don't care.
That's the nature of D.C. There was no way this venue could have ever been a fair trial for Roger Stone. But at a minimum, the only way the judge could have made that even possible is by getting rid of the political partisan Trump haters from the jury pool. To have that.
Instead, there were only two Republicans out of 80 and she struck them.
Exactly. Both gone. So it's a joke. I mean, it's a joke of a trial process. If Obama was being tried in a small rural southern county that was all white that voted 98% against him,
it'd be a fraud.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, by process of elimination and going off our own reporters and Reuters and AP and everybody saying it was a woman whose husband works at the Justice Department on the Mueller case in international espionage affairs, there's only one woman who worked as the head of public relations for the Office of Budget Management in the Obama years. And she was there in 2013 and 2014. And there's only one woman who's got a husband at the Justice Department that works on Russiagate. We've got him as well being sworn in, her being sworn in by Joe Biden back when he was vice president. And so, again, imagine in America, everybody knows who this woman is, but we better not say, when you're supposed to know who jurors are, especially in something political like this, to see how this judge is not letting any Republicans on, but you were saying sees a woman like herself on another Obama appointee.
Well, yeah, I mean, her background is professional class background, Obama appointee. sort of looks like what Hillary would look like, looks like your iconic, demographically, fits your Obama appointee and Hillary acolyte.
A white cat lady.
Very professional. It's that professional class mindset. I call it sort of like it's people who would have otherwise been first grade teachers now with the power of the judge or the power of the Senate or whatever power they have. But they tend to leverage that power aggressively.
Instead of sending us to detention, they put us in prison for speech.
In essence, that's what's taking place here in the sense of Stone is being targeted in ways that very few people are, and she's not allowed him to defend himself in the court of public opinion, has issued gag orders that I believe were patently unconstitutional, and on top of all of that, has taken action now to make the jury trial system look very partial and look very prejudiced rather than fair and impartial. So it's a continuing pattern of problematic behavior. And you go back, our jury selection system, for over 1,000 years, it was always a public trial. It was usually the whole group got together. I mean, anybody can look up the case themselves. It's a Press Enterprise Company versus the Superior Court of California for the citation. The old Supreme Court citation is 464 U.S. 501. And it goes through all the legal history. It goes through the history that the jury trial proceedings are always open. Open trials reach back to the days before the Norman Conquest. You're talking about 6th century, 7th century.
This is before the Magna Carta.
Before the Magna Carta was designed. Exactly. The Magna Carta was designed to reform the jury system to make sure the jury system was even more open.
And in Europe and England, they've already gotten rid of this as well. So this is a systematic getting rid of due process, getting rid of public trials.
It's been essential to fairness. First of all, it's transparency. If people don't know who is judging the person, they can't know whether that judgment process is being done impartially and independently.
And again, this is way better than Roger. This is about all of us. This judge is, there's 80 people brought in. Two are Republicans. He said, oh, you can't have a Republican. You'll be for Roger. But any Democrat, they're not biased. Oh, you headed up a department for Obama? Your husband's on the Mueller witch hunt? That's in the news. Reuters is like, her husband's working on the Mueller case. But it's like, the judge says that's okay. What the hell? Have Robert Mueller in there. How about Robert Mueller's wife?
Well,
we're all impartial. Meanwhile, the whole deep state's been caught fomenting, making stuff up, lying, fake whistleblowers just got exposed.
I mean, it feels like, watching the trial process, that the only question they didn't ask the jurors is, did they bring their rope with them to lynch Roger at the end? I mean, it feels like a lynching jury process designed to create a lynching jury.
Well, that's what I said. Why not just have a guillotine in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's designed, our whole legal system is designed to prevent this from happening.
Why not just have Hillary on the jury or Chelsea?
I mean, by the logic she employed, only people with a personal bias against Roger Stone were going to be excluded. No one who had a strong bias against Trump was going to be excluded.
And as you said, the prosecutor is opened up today. It's in the news, making it all about Trump.
Exactly. Saying it's about Trump lying, Trump this, Trump that. So to give the judge the credit, maybe she didn't realize that was the prosecutorial theory.
Oh, sure, no.
But assuming even that was the case, by the point the prosecutor issued their opening, she should have reopened jury selection or even issued a mistrial. Because either she was misled by the prosecution, misinterpreted it, or made a bad decision herself. Whichever it is, she was wrong that Trump's that opinion about Trump was not going to be decisive in how the jurors were going to react and interpret the evidence. Clearly they are. This is a joke. I mean, this is to have a D.C. jury, to have the most Democratic jury in the country.
Why is it so brazen? Because I have the text in Reuters and others have the same as AP. I mean, hell, I can read it to people. She's like, of course it's no big deal if you work for Obama and your husband worked on the Mueller operation. And it's like, what?
The most ludicrous statement from my perspective that I didn't think was a fair statement by the court was something to the effect of what was reported was, and we'll order the jury transcript. That's part of what the Supreme Court said we're entitled to as members of the press, so we can find out exactly what happened and what was said. But what was reported as being said were comments to the effect of, everybody works for Trump. That's a ludicrous statement. The idea that, because everybody works for the federal government, technically supposed to be working for Trump when they've been betraying him for the last 4 years.
It's a sick joke that, she worked for Obama, but she's in the government now, so now she works for Trump, so that won't matter.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous interpretation of the evidence.
But what about the husband in the Mueller probe?
I mean, that's deeply problematic. Now, that should have been more fully exposed and detailed in the jury selection process. What's going to happen is the honest jurors who have a bias will admit that bias. And the irony is those are jurors you actually want on your case because they're willing to be honest about themselves. That means they'll be honest.
Oh, yeah, this woman said, I have no bias.
Exactly.
She said, I don't even.
There's two things. Sometimes those people are overtly misrepresenting things. most of the time, they really have convinced themselves they don't have any bias. But in almost all the social studies that have been done, unless you're put subject to searing questioning, your bias won't be exposed or detailed.
Well, remember the Milgram studies and others where people feel like it's the right thing to do. They'll torture people to death.
Oh, yeah, correct. Exactly. And what happens is
and these leftists are all followers.
This is such a political case. No fair ruling or fair trial could take place unless people without a strong political opinion were excluded.
Okay, so let's get to it right now. Here is who lines up with the only woman that ran this office in PR, the only one that has a husband, the Justice Department, the whole Mueller thing. Dr. McCamshaw, please. Sylvia Matthews Burwell. There she is. 1965, she's born. She met her husband at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And she was brought into government and worked directly under Bill Clinton. You can go read all this for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And her husband, again, works at the Justice Department. Is a Democrat going after Trump in the Mueller probe. And she worked again at the Treasury Department for Robert Rubin, Deputy White House Chief of Staff, Erskine Bowles. Finally, Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget, did PR there, President of Walmart's Charitable Foundation. She has joined the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation before that, and before the Bill Clinton presidency, goes into back of Bill and Melinda Gates. Her whole life, hardcore Democrat. There she is on the screen behind everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just incredible. Now let's show you her purported husband here. That's Stephen Burwell. And here is a photo of Stephen Burwell, reportedly, while she's being sworn in with Joe Biden. So he looks like Eddie Haskell on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. What a nice group we have ruling over us. And so arrogant, it looks like, that the judge says this is fine. Should we go to the transcript of what the judge said? I mean, or at least it was quoted the same as different publications. Here's Reuters. A jury was being chosen from a pool of more than 80 potential jurors. Opening statements could begin as early as Wednesday, and the trial would last for 2 weeks. At the onset of Tuesday's proceedings, U.S. District Judge Amy Brennan Jackson, also appointed by Obama, said she would not agree to strike prospective jurors just because they work for the federal government or because they have opinions about Trump. But the two Republicans were thrown off out of 80. That warning did not stop Stone's lawyers from trying to strike a very first one, a woman who once served as communications director for the White House Office of Budget and Management, Democrat president. And then it just goes on to say that that Jackson just went on to say that she's talked to the woman and that she says that she doesn't have any views, period, on this at all. Just no views at all.
Which, honestly,
it's an open slate.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is maybe she's in her mind, she's being honest. The probabilities of it, though, would seem low because you're talking about someone that's politically active, politically involved. And what often is the case. I have an example of where they try to do a lynching jury, like Stone's case. I defended the case. It was the Wesley Snipes case. They deliberately picked a jury pool that had the highest per capita incidence of racial hatred in the country in the prior 10 years, prior to them picking the jury in that case. They got rid of all the African-American jurors before we even got to jury selection. The media story joke was that it was as all white as the snowfall in the prior NFL playoff game in Green Bay the Sunday before. And up to that point, the judge said, hey, I've always made my jury selections done within an hour. And the judge made a lot of what I thought was unfair questioning processes where he was trying to minimize the scope of bias. And then fortunately, we were able to get him through a wide range of techniques that we utilize to ask meaningful questions. And it turned out over half, and we ended up doing 3 days of jury selection, over half of the jury pool was already biased against Wesley Snipes solely based on his race.
Sure, sure. Well, and we're going to shift gears to another subject now. We've got a reporter on the ground at Stone's deal. But again, this is the total overthrow of rule of law. I mean, my God, the media won't even tell you that she was a high-level person with Obama and that her husband is in the whole Mueller witch hunt. I mean, we have a right to know that. It's still America, no matter what you dangerous evil leftists say.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.